Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Dell and I in Houston, while Lance is at, and you're in L.A.? Is that where you're at?
I am in L.A. right now, yes.
Dell loved it, what you just did. Dell loves the professionalism of you knocking over an entire microphone and then saying, yes, I am in L.A. He just loves that.
What? Did you? I didn't know it got knocked over. Must be picking up all this. He brought me on too early.
Dell?
What?
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't know. You didn't say Mike's hot.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so that's why. That was on Dell, John.
Okay, I get. No, listen. If anybody's going to screw up, I figured it would be Dell.
How about Del, when your co-host addresses you, you know, and the music's been playing for like a minute, you should be ready? And I said Mike's hot.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
No, well.
I've been connected and ready for a while now.
Well, our equipment has never failed, so I don't believe that it was a technical difficulty.
That's
so
correct. It was human error on Dell's side.
It must have been human error on Dell.
That was not a microphone. It was probably something in his studio there, is my guess.
Yeah.
No, well, when John says, are you in L.A.? And you go, and yeah, I'm here. That's probably you.
He's in a war zone in L.A.
Beirut, apparently.
It must be Beirut, California, that he's in. So here we are. And a little disappointing yesterday that the University of Houston couldn't finish it off, get the regular season title and the tournament title. They kind of, I think it was a foreshadowing on Saturday when they couldn't close Memphis out and just barely sneaked by. It was in Memphis. So that's awfully difficult to be playing the home team in the conference tournament. But yesterday, I've seen now too many times. I was at that Central Florida game and watching that whole game yesterday as well. The University of Houston, while they weren't as good with Rob Gray, they won, what were they, 29-3 this year? Whatever, they had three losses this year. They're a better basketball team. But when they have to get a bucket, when they need a go-to guy, hey, Corey Davis is on the bench yesterday in crunch time with about 5 or 6 minutes left when they've got to have some buckets, and he's sitting there because he couldn't shoot yesterday, so he had to pull him. They don't have that go-to guy, and that's a little bit scary because when this team gets cold – It gets really, really, really cold.
Yeah, we saw, as you mentioned, the foreshadowing the night before. And you could see it on Kelvin Sampson's face, too. There was a frustration level, but he knew he couldn't do anything about it. He was sitting on the bench and just had a look like, well, this is who we are. And we're going to win with defense, but we have to shoot a certain level. You know, we have to get to at least a you know, a minimum level of offensive play. And so this is now, we're talking about the last 6 minutes of the previous game and then all yesterday, they just couldn't get there. And that, and you're right, Rob Gray was that guy who could go out and get you a basket when you needed it. He could go out there and individually take over a game. I mean, it's one of the reasons the Rockets have had the success they have had is because they have a guy that does that. And basketball teams that don't have that, you know, Rockets had it with Dream way back. Well, college is even harder because we're talking about, you know, you're talking about A, a shorter game, and then B, you know, not as skilled of players. So if you run up against a really good defensive unit, you're going to have trouble. That's why Houston's so good, is because that's not the norm to see that level of defense on the collegiate side for that long in the clock. And yet, Houston kind of ran into some self-check situations where they just weren't able to find a go-to. And you're right. Davis couldn't get anything to go yesterday. It was just a bad performance. I was watching it from the airport yesterday, and it was, and then in the plane, you know, I started there, and in the second half of watching the plane, it just kept getting worse and worse. There was never a run. Houston just never, they never had a hot, you know, where they had a hot 4 minute run. It never happened.
A run? Damn, they had like 12 points in the second half with about 7 minutes left in the game.
Like, they didn't have a two-minute run. They couldn't throw any kind of a run.
Good Lord. Oh, look at the Rich. Look at Richie Rich with his TV on the plane, Dell. Okay? While the rest of us are just flying, you know, with no TVs on our
plane. While the rest of you are watching TVs, a 60-inch TVs, I was able to see it on about a 12-inch screen.
Well, you're still Richie Rich over there.
This is why I said, wait. God, why is everyone so small in this game?
Weren't you in Vegas, John?
I was in Vegas.
Didn't you fly to Vegas just for fun? So
Rich.
Who are you calling Richie Rich?
No, I didn't fly to Vegas for fun.
How did Frankie get in school? John, how did Frankie get in school?
How did Frankie?
Yes, did you?
How did Frankie get in school?
LSU is not one of those schools that you have to pay for people to go to get into. Okay,
are we even sure John Tyler's a real football player? Okay, or did you just send a picture of him playing football?
Listen, you do not have to pay buy your way
into
LSU.
Rice?
Okay,
what about Rice?
Don't you have to buy your way into Rice, John?
And Rice, no, he earned his way.
Well,
in.
To be fair, that other kid. I'm not going to say his name. He has the stature of someone who they photoshopped the face on and have him play quarterback, except Missouri State was like, we're actually going to let him play quarterback.
Well, there might
who's
be something
kid with
fishy
the long
there.
Hair?
Something fishy might have gone on there.
No way we can sell him as a quarterback.
But hey, you got to look into the Missouri State offensive coordinator left yesterday to go to the New York Jets. Okay? I don't know why. I don't know how that happened.
I know why, because he's next level. He's that good.
Next level, yeah. Here's what he told his quarterback last year. If it's not open, the first guy's not open, run. What? Hey,
maybe he knew something.
What? Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold's going to lead the league in rushing this year, if that's
Isn't
the case.
He, what is his position at with the Jets? Is he?
I don't know. All I know
is he's assistant to the head coach.
We were bringing him to the airport. He goes, he's going to the Jets. Wow. Anyway, okay, so here is something interesting that ESPN put out. Houston and Texas Tech, teams that were unranked in the preseason that are high seeds. High seeds. Texas Tech and Houston fall into that category. Unfortunately, history has not been kind to the 53 teams fitting that profile in the modern tournament era. Of those 53 teams, only two reached the Final Four, the 2011 national champion UConn team and last year's runner-up Michigan. In other words, highly successful regular season teams from completely off the radar don't typically emerge as national title contenders. Now, there is a caveat here. Nearly half of those teams, 53, didn't even make it out of the first weekend, so that's scary. While number one and two seeds that fit this profile have never reached the Final Four, at least the news isn't so bad for three seeds, Houston and Texas Tech. Connecticut was a national champion in 2011. Michigan was a three seed that reached the title game. And overall, 15 of the 21 number three seeds, of the 21 number three seeds with this profile reached the Sweet 16. That's good news for Houston, with six advancing to the Elite Eight. So that's really, really good. So if you're a three seed and you were unranked before the season started, you got a pretty good shot here. Pretty good shot here. So that's really good for the University of Houston. It doesn't bode well for one and two seeds, but it bodes pretty well for a three seed, and that's what the Cougs are. So that's
okay.
So I was worried when I read that headline and I'm reading the story, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute. Of the 21 three seeds, 15 have gone on to the Sweet 16. That's nice. The only scary thing for this Coug thing, I think, this Coug team, is that how cold they get at times. How cold they get offensively. They always play hard defensively, although it's funny. I was there for the Cincinnati game. I was there for the UCF game. And they play hard defensively, but they still give up a high percentage at times. And that's a little bit scary. I love the way Kelvin Sampson goes about it. It's defense first, and then your offense can come off of it. But it's funny. They're as hard as they play, and as well as they play defensively, a good offensive team can still score on them. I think maybe that lack of that really big guy in the middle.
Yeah,
you know,
the rim protector, they gave up some three. Every once in a while, they just break down and give up some three looks. I mean, that's a long time to defend. You got to stay focused, because that is a long time to keep your defensive focus from a shot clock standpoint. But I mean, I think you're hitting it all on the head right here. I think this is an easy analyzation with Houston. It's just going to be. You're going to have to hit a certain number of, and they're not afraid to go, obviously, work the ball inside. I mean, this is one thing Kelvin Sampson didn't take with them to University of Houston is Daryl Morey's, free and three philosophy. He's going to work the ball in. He's going to play some old school basketball. And so, you don't have the live by the three, die by the three mentality. But then again, if you're not good in the post, if you're not good in the mid-range, you do have three guys that can shoot it from three, but it just doesn't materialize in terms of volume points. So Houston's defense will always keep them in games, but they just have to be better offensively than we've seen over the last 46 minutes dating back to last game.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine. I just think, round two is going to be a challenge. Round one could be a challenge, but they're not really listed as one of the teams likely to be upset, though. I was looking at all the upset lists, and Houston's not really listed.
You know what that means? Nothing. I was watching ESPN's coverage yesterday. Billis, Jay Williams, and Greenberg had the same Final Four, with the exception of Michigan or Texas Tech. In that, they all had
3-1s in Michigan.
Three ones. No. Michigan just making it to the Elite Eight. They put up the Elite Eight. They all had one versus two in every bracket except that one, where they had Michigan or Texas Tech.
Wasn't it like that last year too?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I think it was. It feels like lately we've seen a little bit more. It's starting to feel like the women's draw.
It really is. The women, it's always one versus two.
Or one, three.
I mean, it's one versus two in every bracket. It just is because the better teams always. And by the way, big ups to Rice's women's team winning the conference tournament, being a really good team. That Mulkey girl is a big girl, and she's like the leading shot blocker in the world, in the history of the world or something. So big ups to them. It's a really good basketball team. They finally got a little bit of respect a couple of weeks ago, cracking the top 25. And now they're a tournament team, and good. We'll see. Go get them, Rice. You got to give it up for Rice a little bit.
As far as last year's Final Four, and I remember this because somebody used my picks and didn't give me any money for it. Last year there were three ones. Actually, there were two ones. Kansas and Villanova in the one half, and then Loyola Michigan in the other half. Loyola was the team who upset
that was where
everybody.
What was Grandma Steinberg or
wasn't Steinberg.
Little Jeannie or what was
she
her
was
name?
A nun, not a grandma.
She
was a nun, Sister Mary.
Okay,
something.
Yeah, Sister Mary.
Something.
Sister Jean, wasn't it?
Sister Mary Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I remember she had action on. She was working a three-team parlay, I remember, and she had the under in one of the games.
Well, she did call into the show.
Didn't she call Tony Valentine? Did she use Tony?
No, I don't think she – I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I think Tony probably claimed it.
Sister Jean did call the show last year.
She called, and she had action on one of the unders.
I forgot about Sister Jean.
We were at Prime.
She was a lot funnier than I thought she'd be. She was a lot better guest than I thought she'd be. Maybe she'd call again before the tournament this year.
I didn't expect her to have action on as
well. I don't think they're – are they in the tournament?
No, I think they lost in either their tournament final or semifinal. Actually, I don't remember, but no.
You sure Sister Jean's still
– She's still alive. No, she's still alive.
Work? Yeah, she's still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. We saw her. She was on the – she was – yes. But she didn't make it, but maybe she can talk about – maybe she can still handicap this year for
you
us.
Have ESPN's going to wheel her out to one of their broadcast sites.
She might.
Yeah, they were
– She'll be the guest picker.
They were the best team in their conference, lost in the final, it looks like, or maybe a semifinal.
To Bradley?
Yeah. I don't know if that was the final or the semifinal, but they lost to Bradley at 5-6.
Yeah, Bradley's in out of the Missouri Valley. I keep close checks on the Missouri Valley because that's a big league. 7:15 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, let's talk Rockets basketball. Daniel House is back, baby.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Rockets win last night, 117-102 was your final. And it started slow, but they took care of business. They looked pretty darn good. And Daniel House is back. Played 28 minutes, 5 of 6, 2 for 3 from 3-point range, 14 points. He had 7 rebounds. A couple of assists. Daniel House is a pretty good basketball player and would be nice in the postseason. Unfortunately, he can't play for the postseason. That's unfortunate for the Houston Rockets. And what was said was, and it's funny.
I screwed it up. Daryl missed.
Yeah. He's a good player, man. He's just a good player. And I know you want to keep him long term, but you're going for it right now, and you maybe roll the dice a little bit. I know you don't want him to hit free agency. I get that, but this is your window is pretty short here with Chris Paul's hamstrings, and you got this is a team that's got a chance. It really does have a chance to do something special, and you do not have this guy available. And he's a good player. He would be a great role player coming off the bench in the postseason. And unfortunately, honestly, if you look at the bench. You know, Crazy Gerald is really good. He's instant offense, and that's all fine and good. Gary Clark, Nene, Shumpert. I mean, Fareed is obviously somebody that you're going to be depending on in the postseason. But Daniel House would be your second most dependable bench player in the postseason if he were able to play.
Yeah, this is so big for the Rockets because, I mean, there is a. Maybe I don't want to overdo it after a game where he shoots the eyes out of the ball. But we knew this. This is what he can do.
He was shooting the eyes out before he left.
I know. This is what he does. And they just got, I know you play the money game, and I know you play. But this, what are we talking about here? How much money are we talking about? And I know that there's obviously financial concerns, although I don't want to say that out loud or have Tillman come after me on Twitter. Because we saw what happened with Geltziler. Were you here, John, when – Are you familiar with what happened with Brian Geltzeiler?
Yeah, with Daryl Morey? Or with Tillman?
With Tillman, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
And Geltzeiler stands by what he said. He said, yeah, they've got financial, you know, there's financial.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad look for Geltz, though. If you want to know the truth, I had a see, I brought Geltz over here. And actually, we helped start his career. And he's a friend of Ian's from New Jersey. And Ian said, hey, this guy talks basketball, blah, blah, blah. So we got him on the show and got him kind of rolling. He got a tape together. He's actually working for NBA Network now and stuff. I'm not sure. And I don't really care where his sources are or whatever was said. However, it's a pretty bad look when you look at, I mean, Tillman gave $160 million to Chris Paul. He extended Daryl the day that he was talking, that Geltz is talking about how Tillman is tightening his belt and going bare bones on everything in the organization. And Tillman shot back and said, you know, you're a fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. This is totally untrue. I will say this, Tillman... He's a restaurateur. Tillman likes to have it being efficient. If in fact in behind the scenes that they're going to be as efficient as possible in operations in stadium, you know what they do. That's how restaurateurs run their business. But the day that he extended Daryl 5 more years, and after he gives Chris Paul $160 million and everything else, I don't know that this holds any water. What Geltz is talking about?
Well, you do have a number. I mean, you have a, and that's the first thing I thought of. The same thing too. This is a guy who is a businessman who owns multiple businesses, who understands what a margin looks like, and you know how to get to your profit margin. And I didn't think it sounded absolutely ridiculous. And there is, you know, there are certain things that you're not going to cut. You're going to spend on, and those are going to be the, you know, ingredients of, hey, we're not cutting back on the cost of steak. Whatever, we're known for our steak. Well, that's Daryl Morey and that's Chris Paul. That's James Harden and stuff like that. But regardless, it doesn't really matter to me. All I know is that they played a financial game with House, and I just feel like that's the kind of guy you need off the bench for those games against the Golden State Warriors, just like in the last game where you couldn't get it going offensively. You need somebody that can shoot the three.
Yeah. No. Here's the deal. Actually, somebody said that Daniel House could play in the postseason.
And
the
because he had his contract. Yeah, that's right. He had his contract converted.
Well, he said they could still agree on a long-term deal by the end of the season. If they don't, they could still recall him on March 24th, but he wouldn't be eligible for the postseason unless the Rockets convert the deal.
No, I thought it was converted.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so, I think it was converted. That's right. I think it was actually converted.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't see that the contract.
Totally forgot
so my
about
bad.
That.
I apologize to everyone.
No, that's right, because that was in the press conference they set out. Not
oh, good.
The press conference.
Okay,
press
good.
Release.
All right.
Then it got converted.
Bad.
That's right.
Yeah. My bad. I didn't see that the contract was converted.
I totally
all I saw
about
was that
so
he wouldn't be able to. That he would not be able to play.
That's right, because Daniel House actually won.
Daniel House. And he sat all of this time when they could have been using him. Not that they haven't been good without him, but now Daniel House, well, hey, big ups to Daryl and the organization for seeing the, I guess, I don't want to say the error of their ways, but Daniel House is a guy that will be needed and will be good. I'm going to tell you what, you know how D'Antoni, he limits his postseason rotation. Daniel House will be part of that rotation. Daniel House, by the time that they hit the postseason, Daniel House will be a guy that this team depends on to come off the bench and supply offense and be a vital cog. He just made, Daniel House is making that bench a lot more viable. I mean, we see with Gary Clark, it just has been, that bench has been so ineffectual that, you know, Chris Paul being here is awesome because you can rest James Harden. And, you know, and you still got offense. When Chris Paul is Chris Paul, and Chris Paul looked more like Chris Paul, has looked more like Chris Paul of late. But to have a Daniel House coming off of the bench is fantastic for this postseason. It really is. I don't want to overplay it, but Daniel House can play basketball, and Daniel House will be a contributor and make some big, big shots for this team in the postseason.
I wish Daniel House played at University of Houston right now, though, just for the rest of this year.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I know, right? And then could come over and they can convert his contract into an NBA contract for the
podcast. Yeah, instead of the G League.
Right.
You can just go play in the tournament.
Right. So I apologize for the riot. I mean, I started out saying, you know, that Daniel House can't play. I apologize. Did not see that. I was in Las Vegas. I had a couple of stories from Vegas that I got to tell you. But we got a lot of stuff to do here. 727 ESPN 97.5. Lance apparently is doing some heavy breathing.
I've got it real close to my mouth because I thought it wasn't loud enough, so I can pull it back. Well, that's fine.
No, we just
need you to stop, I don't know, running a marathon in between statements or whatever stop. You're doing.
You know,
I can't breathe out of my nose at all. It's a killer today.
Well, apparently you have it tied to your nose, this microphone.
Not that. That's bad too. But yeah. You were doing other things like as if you were doing sprints.
Well, this is more than John one person talking. Saying, "What's up?"
No, I hear it too. I wait till the break.
We hear it.
I literally can't breathe out of my nose today. It's killing me.
I know.
Well, I had the AC on like 65 because, you know, I'm rich over here. So I keep my AC super low.
Well, you're not paying for the AC there.
Oh, that's right.
If you were paying for it, I'm sure you would want Champion Energy.
That's right.
Because you would save so much if LA had Champion Energy. Guess what? Everybody there would have money. Guess what? Everybody would be able to afford their rent and their taxes. Because they have Champion Energy, because they pay less for electricity, because that's what we do here in the city of Houston. That's why we're the richest. That's why Lance can afford to go on a plane and watch TVs, a plane with TVs, because of Champion Energy. You will be a better person because you'll have more money. People with more money are better people. Okay? So if you're somebody that is looking to be a better person, go with 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We would be remiss. Well, we would be 6'10 if we led with this, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention congratulations to the Texans for picking up Lady Brienne Body Calhoun of Tarth. I don't know that you want, but she's a big corner. Now she's going to be a big corner, Dell.
That's a real corner. It's not lady, whatever that.
What do you mean,
big woman was?
What do you say, Lady Brienne of Tarth?
She's not dead. She's still around. Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah,
that's not who they picked up.
Well, did you see how he spells his first name?
Yeah,
B R I E A N. Lady Brienne. No.
Well, do you say anything about Danielle Hunter from LSU?
What about Danielle House?
What about Danwell House? Danuel House.
Yeah, that's just spelling.
No, it's Danielle Hunter.
Sorry, they got a super good cornerback. Sorry.
What? What?
What are you talking about?
Are you sure about that?
No, he actually he might be considered last year coming off the better year than Roby, actually. Although they both got 1 year.
Boy, somebody, who was it that put out? Who was it? I forget, but they were putting out videos of Roby. Yikes.
Yeah, Roby struggled a little bit last year.
Yeah.
I think there's some people in the division happy to have him.
Yeah. You're pretty sure of that? Can you be a little bit more secretive about that one? We're not sure who you're
Titans.
Referring to. The Titans.
I don't feel like you have that type of connection with the Titans.
What about the Titans finally getting a quarterback, Del?
Yeah. I'm very happy to see that. I like what your Dolphins are doing. They're moving Ryan Tannehill out, and then they're definitely tanking.
I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick, the dude threw for 400 yards multiple times last year. I feel like he might win them more games. He might win them more games than they want him to.
I feel like it was actually more dangerous.
Yeah.
Going with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick signs with the Dolphins. And you know what? To me, Fitzpatrick is almost a national treasure. If you really, for one thing, he is definitely the dad who wears tennis shoes when he mows. He mows his own yard. He's got a workbench out in the yard. Like, if there's two more dads than we've ever had in Houston than Brian McCann and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'd like to know who they are, because they're the most dad, you know, most dad athletes we've ever had. But this guy is still going. I loved what he did with the Conor McGregor thing. He's self-deprecating. He's still around. I mean, he's still out here getting starting quarterback checks. It's unbelievable.
The dude had, well, I mean, it was over eight games. Dude had a passer rating of over 100. I feel like the Dolphins made a miscalculation. If they really wanted to be bad, which allegedly they're trying to be, you had Luke Falk and David Fales on the roster. Just start one of them. Why are you signing a guy who might throw for 400 yards at some point?
That's a good point.
Did you see Manesh Mata? Was that that's his name, a New York writer.
Yeah.
He ranked the division quarterbacks, and he had Sam Darnold 1. He had Tom Brady 2, Josh Allen 3, Luke Falk 4. Well, so sorry, Dell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know the I guess you have to tell your roster that we're not actually trying to lose. Yeah. We can ignore that ridiculousness. I guess if you want to try to tell your roster you're not trying to lose, you sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if you're actually in on the tank, you don't sign a guy
who can
actually win a couple games. Yeah. You got, like I said, you got Luke Falk and David Fales. That's how you lose.
Let's face it, though. Come on, with this, he'll win three or four games.
And that might be too many games.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to get – what do you got to have? It's ain't basketball. You don't have to – there are more guys than Zion Williamson. You can have the third pick.
But if they want Tua, I put that in quotes, allegedly, that's the whole Miami media tank for Tua. If that's the guy they want, I'm not even sure Tua's going to be the number one pick.
No, I think this is a three-year project, okay? Because
Trevor Lawrence?
They're going for Trevor.
Ooh.
I don't think they can – I don't know if you can sell that. You could sell it. You might be able to sell it to your fan base, but I don't know how you sell it to Brian Flores.
Dell.
Hey, we want you to be awful for 2 years, and then we'll fire you.
Brian's in on it.
How you going to sell it? He's already – what are you talking about? He's already signed his contract.
That's fine, but you know –
Hugh Jackson's like, welcome to the club.
Look, did Hugh Jackson get to enjoy Baker Mayfield? No, he got fired.
That's so the whole point.
If you're Brian Flores, you're like, do you want to be the sacrificial lamb? Because even if you get a top pick, they're going to fire you anyway. They always fire.
That's what I'm saying. It's too late.
No, but the whole deal is if you tank, everyone's going to – wait a minute. You guys – I know we're tanking, but you guys tried to win, and you still lost. So they're just going to fire the entire coaching staff.
Question, how long is Fitzpatrick's contract?
It's 2 years.
It's 2 years.
Well,
that's right.
It's front-loaded. This year, it's front-loaded, so they can cut him after.
Hold on. This is the magic. This year, you get your little, like, see, we're not trying to tank. We won six games.
Right.
Like, and they draft the eight, and they have the seventh pick of the draft or the sixth pick of the draft. And then year two, when Fitzpatrick turns 41 or whatever he's going to be, and they go into total tank. This is the long con. They've got him for the second year to tank. That's what this is.
That's the truth, Dell. Trevor Lawrence.
Unlikely.
If you had to suffer through these 2 years and you got Trevor Lawrence, how would you feel about it?
I would say it was a waste because there's no guarantee that – who knows what happens to Trevor Lawrence in between now. You're going to – for 2 years, you're going to hope nothing horrific happens to Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence pees outside for sure.
He's a Georgia kid with that hair.
I know.
You're going to wait 2 years and hope nothing awful happens to Trevor Lawrence. That's what you're hoping for. That's a long wait.
No. If I knew my organization could have Trevor, if a crappy organization without a quarterback, because we don't have that. We got the greatest quarterback and backup ever. If I knew that I could have Trevor Lawrence, I wouldn't mind 2 years of crap. How long have we gone through crap here? If I could be guaranteed of Trevor Lawrence, I'll take it.
I'll go
through crap for 2 years.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I'm
because
doing.
Because you look at the way the league is set up, who are the best young quarterbacks? Particularly here, you've got Deshaun, you've got Pat Mahomes. There are ways to get a top quarterback without having to be the worst team in football. You can trade up and go get a guy. You don't have to be the worst team in football. I get the Trevor
Lawrence. You're still going to do it. But don't worry, Dell. You're still going to be one of the worst teams in football.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean they'll get the number one pick. There's other bad teams. There are plenty. And the Dolphins were picked to be the worst team in football last year and won seven games.
So I don't think anyone loves to trade up, though, because it's usually going to mean you're going to lose. You know, you lose a first-round pick. I mean, that's not the optimal way. Of course, you also don't like to, you know, get to the point where you're so bad that you're the worst team in football. That doesn't usually pull you out of the doldrums quickly.
Ask the Browns how that worked out for them.
Or the
how
Jets.
Long did it take?
I mean, they got Darnold at 3, but it's not like they're a great team this year.
Yeah, but luckily that was a good draft.
So what do you guys think of this? So the Texans have added a safety and two corners. They have patched up their secondary enough that they don't have to reach in the first round for a corner, but they do need to – because two of their corners are one – they're one-year guys, just like Tyrann Mathieu was. So now, if they play well next year, they're going to cost a bunch of money. And I guess the Texans could re-sign, but we saw Tyrann Mathieu ended up leaving. So, to me, I still think they have to draft two corners in this draft. I don't think anything's changed.
No, I don't think anything's changed either. And, oh, by the way, I would – okay – since what are the odds? Monday.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing. We invented it.
You just made that up.
Oh, really? Who invented what are the odds Monday?
No one.
Me?
No one.
I just did. So what are the odds that both of those guys play well enough to merit? I'm going to give Brienne a much better chance than Roby, if you want to know the truth.
Well, because he's going to be playing the third corner spot.
Well, that's true. Roby is going to have to face the other team's best wide receiver.
We'll see how they play this out. They haven't. I don't think they've talked about alignment of the defensive.
No, they haven't. But when you got J. Joe on one side, honestly, how are you? If you're Romeo Crennel, are you putting J. Joe back on T. Y. Hilton every week?
Well, this is a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid secondary with guys who can play a little bit, but I guess. I'm not sure. I think it will be Roby who is on TY.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to have to.
Don't let that video. Remember when they had the video of James not playing defense and it scared everybody? And then we found out he's the number one post defender. So
stop.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's 6'5", so he doesn't spend much time on post players.
But the greatest post defender in the history of basketball with two possessions every game. That's awesome. No, listen, I don't think they solved anything with these signings. Nothing. You're absolutely right. They're still going to have to draft corner, and actually, corner is going to be. I'm predicting it now. In 2020 NFL draft, the Texans' first pick will be a corner. It'll have to be a corner. This year, you solve offensive line. You're right. You can't solve all of these issues in one offseason.
I'm going to make a prediction. Ready for this prediction? That's going to scare you a little bit. I'm going to predict that the Texans trade out of the first round and end up taking a cornerback in the second round.
Hmm.
And then a tackle.
I would be okay with that. But there, you know what? You better take a tackle and then a tackle and then a tackle.
So I'm going through my mock draft is due today, and I'm already having a run on offensive linemen. And so I don't think the Texans are going to like what's looking at them at number 23.
Well, but isn't the run going to be – I mean, how many of the first 15 picks are defensive linemen?
I mean, plenty. Well, Montez Sweat is a tricky one now because he has an enlarged heart. And so that came out yesterday from Ian Rappaport. So he could fall. He could fall all the way to, like, you know, the Colts. And then they could say, well, let's take him. And then we're like, oh, no.
Yeah, but what about a large heart?
Well, so Hurst, from Maurice Hurst from Oakland had it, and he went in the fifth round. He was supposed to be probably an early second rounder. Right. He went all the way in the fifth, and then he actually played pretty well. So, but Montez it's going to be tricky because Montez Sweat was also allowed to compete in the combine, even though they knew he had this. So Maurice Hurst wasn't. So I'm not sure it's going to be considered as bad, but I do think it could cause Montez to fall in a draft. So he might be a guy who falls. And then, yeah, defensive linemen are going to go, but offensive linemen too. Those are good. That's where the run's going to be, D-line and O-line.
All right, 743 ESPN 97.5.
You might get greedy. You might have greedy maybe sitting there at 23. Would you take him?
Wow.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
I'd take greedy, yes. I would take greedy. I would take greedy at 23. Yes. Absolutely. Don't trade down then. If you get a chance to get Greedy's long and he's good. I mean, with some coaching, Greedy could be really, really good at the next level. Greedy's got everything that you need. No, he can go.
Justin Lane is the other one from Michigan State. Those are the two guys that keep your eyes on it as potential surprise picks at 23 if they don't go offensive line.
All right, go and talk about your
Mid-State Clinic. Yeah, so that's a number one pick for me. I started speaking for them in January of 2016. And at that time, I remember the owners or listeners of the shows that I was doing, they said, hey, and they had been actually longtime listeners, you know, heard me with John. They said, "Hey, why don't you get tested while you're over here?" Because I agreed to speak for them once I found out about the company. I liked what they were doing, and I said, "Okay, I mean, I don't think it's a problem." And they said, "Well, fatigue is one of the number one issues," and they knew that I was tired, and I just figured that's because I was waking up to do a 6 a.m. show and yada yada. Well, sure enough, I tested. And my results came back low in testosterone, and they started getting me treatments, I think, a couple days later. And sure enough, within 3 days, you feel an energy spike. And then within 2 or 3 months, you start to see differences in your body type. You start to see the metabolism kicking in, which means leaner muscle mass, which means your workouts start to matter more. What it did was it actually jump-started me to really start working out again. And I was in, man, I was in fantastic shape by that summer. It was like 6 months later. I remember we went to San Diego for a family vacation, and I was in the best shape I'd been in a long time. And it's one of the real benefits you get is you get back to that same level that you were when you were in your 20s or 30s. You get that energy back, that drive back. It can have a big impact with libido. It can have a big impact at your workplace. Check them out for yourself. Go to mensteclinic.com, read up on them, and find out how they can benefit you so that you can live your best life. Mensteclinic.com.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here. A lot of things to cover. First of all, I didn't understand the whole peeing outside thing. I guess you guys started the show Friday with the white people pee outside.
And well, no, it's just people pee outside. And Dell tried to make it a racial thing until black guys and Mexican guys called in and said, we all do.
There was like
and
one you're black
just
guy.
Bougie. Then Dell tried to say, oh, it's regional. And then we figured out Dell's just bougie.
I'm not
and you
bougie
already knew that,
because I don't pee outside.
You don't pee outside?
No.
Who doesn't pee outside?
Why would
Everybody
I pee outside?
Outside?
So you're talking about peeing outside in their backyard?
You know
do you pee outside in your backyard?
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
I've never done
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely. When we were in the pool before, when I had the house and we had the pool, instead of going in the house, you just pee outside.
You got out of the pool and peed in the backyard. Or
yeah,
you just pee in the
I
pool
peed in the backyard.
Nope.
No, you don't pee in your own pool. You pee in other people's pools,
but you pee in your own yard.
Yeah, you pee in your yard. Nope. You don't go dry off the drip through the house. You go and pee outside. By the way, I play every month. We're playing at Uncle Freddy's house in a poker tournament where the top guys go to the World Series of Poker. 20 people in the garage. Well, when I got to pee, instead of going in Freddy's house, I'm not wet from going and being in the pool. I'm just right. I just go in his backyard and pee. That's what I do.
That feels disrespectful.
No, it's not. It's not. The world is your toilet. You pee wherever you want because you're a man. You can. It's America. We pee outside. It's what we
not
do.
Not in my America.
It is your that's what, you know why? Because I think you're a commie.
I'm not a commie.
That's just ridiculous.
America, you're allowed to make your own choice. In my America, I'm peeing in a bathroom.
You know what?
I feel like communists would pee outside.
Yeah, I think that's the other way around.
I'm choosing to pee outside.
In the land of capitalism and where the rich have all the control, I'm peeing inside in a bathroom.
You know what? Even the poor can pee outside. It's equal rights peeing.
Yeah, I know it's equal rights, and I choose to pee in a bathroom.
Well, that's on
that's
you.
That's your choice.
I know.
That's your choice. Your body, okay. Your choice.
That's right. My body,
it is
my
body,
choice.
And it's your pee and your choice.
If you decide you need to whip it out because it needs some fresh air,
yeah.
that's your
let
choice.
Let it breathe.
I have chosen to go into a bathroom.
Let it breathe.
All the time.
Yeah, this is what I had to deal with, John.
This is
Dell just acting so bougie, like no one pees outside.
Oh, this is the guy that brings wipes around and uses that to
bring what he dumps. No, I don't do that. AJ does it because I always take home dumps.
And that's
I don't
another
take road
thing.
Team dumps.
Well, that's another thing. How in the hell do you guys say, well, I don't have to dump? If you got to go, you got to go.
You know what, John? I don't have to go because I've trained this body, you know, my body, my choice, not to take dumps at work. When I get home, that's when the dumps take place. It's called training. It's called professionalism.
Yeah.
I've trained. It's been about 20 plus years. You know how athletes put in all that time to reach the top of their field? That's what I've done. I've trained for 20 plus years to realize I don't have to dump at work. It happens at home.
Well,
home
I guess what?
For the
when
win.
Your body tells you time to
my
dump,
my body
it's
never
time to
tells
dump.
Me. Because
okay.
I trained it.
Well, you can't train your body
yes,
to
you
not
can.
Dump. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's how you set yourself up. You know what you don't do?
Well, you know what I tell my buddy? Just tell me when and I'll go.
You don't eat after
6:30.
You don't eat after 6:30?
I'm like a 50-50 road and home guy.
No,
okay?
It's like 95% home dumps.
Okay. Well, hey, you don't have a balanced schedule. I do.
Yeah, I told you, I'm Florida. We never go at a conference out of state.
I listen, I'll play anybody anytime. I'm Alabama. I'll play anybody anytime.
No,
anywhere.
Alabama doesn't do that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't play anybody. They play, hey, Louisville, we think we can kick your ass. We'll play you in Orlando. That's what they do.
No, they play in Atlanta against West Virginia.
Trash.
They play anybody anytime. That,
not anywhere.
Anywhere.
They're not playing any road games out of conference.
Yeah. No, how about neutral sites? Don't play.
Oh, that's not anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
Go on the road and play somebody.
Let's get John in here. Here's something we missed this morning in this first hour. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I just had a note for the show. You know, I've listened to y'all since day one, and y'all been using Miser Lou from Dick Dale for years to open y'all's show. He passed away Saturday night. He'd been fighting cancer and heart issues for a while, and he'd been playing. Like, I seen him last spring here in Houston. He played every year here in Houston, and even at 81, he was just wailing like a guy in his 20s. He's a rock and roll legend. He's king of the surf guitar. Many people call him the father of heavy metal because he just, when he played, everything on 10, volume, reverb, gain, everything just blasted. And just wanted to note that Dick Dale had passed away Saturday night.
Yes,
yep.
Dickie Dale. Miser Lou. And we've been living off Dickie Dale's greatness now for how many years, Lance? 15, 14, 15, 16 years, whatever. We've done the show together.
22.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but dating all the way back.
Don't forget all the times that you had to move around and go just whore around, whatever you were doing.
All the times. One time you start a whole station and left.
Well,
tell this is what he
and
did.
What?
This is in classic.
And what did I
John,
do? What did
John
I do?
Just comes in and goes, hey, I'm just letting you know I'm suing the station, suing 610. It's probably my last day here. Take it easy.
No.
What?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Hey, don't watch then, another man's money. Were they okay?
I didn't know what you were doing.
Well,
and he's like, yeah, take it easy.
Don't watch another
like,
man's
what
money.
The hell? And then Dell, this is what he does. So he tells me that on the day that I'm getting ready to go on vacation. So I go on vacation, and everyone says, Lance left because John just quit. But I was already going on vacation. While I was on vacation, John tried to get fired on the air. He tried everything he could because they wouldn't actually fire him. He's like, this might be my last day. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they even had me on for, this dumb station. Like, he was doing everything
on the air.
Get fired.
It was brutal. It was fun, though. It was good fun, though. And then you came up. I knew you were coming over, but then
you knew.
Left to whore around with Adam and Matt and Matt and Adam. And
yeah, the hot girls.
Charlie. Okay.
Charlie. Michael Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whore.
Just a hoe.
Whore of Houston.
Lance the hoe.
I can't believe. Why is all this shaming? Why are y'all?
No, it's fine.
No, it's your body, your choice.
It is your body.
But let's be clear.
It's my voice, my choice.
Let's be clear. You a hoe.
Mm-mm. Damn.
And you know what they say?
Me a hoe,
and you know what they say?
Hoes got to eat, too.
Them hoes ain't loyal is what they say.
Oh,
no, they don't say that.
They say, dude, those hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They do say that.
And they say hoes got to eat, too.
Yeah. You know what your whole tenure in Houston was? You're like one of those girls on Seeking Arrangements, just looking for the next guy who's going to send them to Florida on a trip.
I wasn't a Tinder host.
I didn't say Tinder. I said, Lance, your profile was on Seeking Arrangements. Radio hosts will travel anywhere almost.
It's not Seeking Arrangements.
All I'm looking for is discretion, maybe a nice fellow to take me on trips and the finer things. Seeking Arrangements.
Like doing the prep work.
Yeah, you're Seeking Arrangements, Lance.
That's
not
all.
Detail.
Yes, it is. What?
Apparently, that's what you
do. Misconnections.
No.
Misconnections.
No.
What was your profile name? LZ Draft King? What was your profile name on Seeking Arrangements? Sugar Baby?
Dell loses the P outside battle, so now he's got a lash.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Oh, no, he's bitter now.
I'm not bitter. I'm fine. I don't. You heathens, you miscreants can pee outside. I will just find the nearest bathroom and be comfortable doing that. It doesn't change the fact that you're a seeking arrangements, ho.
No, that's kind of
true. Can you believe this?
Oh, I kind of believe that part.
I can't believe this.
713-780-3776. We got some callers want to get in here, including Freaky Deke on the other side right here on ES. That's a can't-miss radio right here on ESPN 97.5. So don't you go anywhere. In the meantime, I'm talking about my peeps, Yuval, and the great people, Lax, and all the great people over at Texas Mattress Makers. They're the best. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, just last night, we were talking about... I don't know. My wife was taking some time. Come on. Would you hurry up? Go to bed. And admitted that she loves her bed. And it's all because of Yuval. Every bed. The boy was back that last week, and he's sleeping in his bed. And he's like, this is the best. You know, he didn't, there's no Texas Mattress Makers up in Missouri, so he doesn't have his bed up there. It's fine, but it ain't his bed down here because it's guaranteed that you're going to get the best night's sleep. They are experts at putting you in the best bed for you. You will go through the process of laying in all the beds. What are you looking for? What are your back problems? Anything else? What makes you, what it's better sleep, less sleep, whatever it is. They are experts. And you are going to get the best bed at the best price, guaranteed. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, 4619 Navigation Corner, Lockwood. The best sleep, the best price, guaranteed. Texas Mattress Makers, I promise you, you're getting factory prices, paying about half of what you pay at all the other stores. We got this in Houston. Take advantage. Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.